Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bone-crunching hits, backboard-shattering dunks, backflips, and hat tricks on the Sports Leader. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
The Buffalo Bills are one win away from reaching the Super Bowl. 13 WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalano joins us now to talk more about that win on Saturday night. Look ahead to Sunday night against Kansas City. Mike, what a weekend.
Yeah, it was something to see, wasn't it? Great scene up in Orchard Park. Not the way I think a lot of people thought that game would play itself out, but impressive nonetheless for the Bills. And back to where I was, at least a lot of years ago, waiting out an AFC championship game to see if the Bills go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that back then in January 94, the 93 season, it was in Buffalo, this time around in Kansas City. Mike, can a team in the NFL win it all these days and not even have any regard for the run as the Buffalo Bills only 32 yards rushing as they did on Saturday night? Can you win games like this and get all the way to the end?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, look, they've made it this far and they've been this good. And, you know, you say that is true. You know, because they have been so effective throwing the ball and the defense has stepped up, because we can say all of that, but if the defense didn't play it way it did against Lamar and the Ravens the other night, then, you know, then maybe they aren't going, and you could pin some of that blame on the inability to at least be multidimensional, because the offense was not good the other night. But yeah, the Bills are going to give it a shot, right? Because they are not a running team. They will not be a running team Sunday night. And if they make it to the Super Bowl, they won't be a running team there either. But that's when I look at, you know, I was watching the games yesterday and the physical nature, even, you know, Tampa, and I hate to say it, but somebody mentioned it yesterday, Tampa played a Patriots kind of game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And New Orleans is a physical team that likes to run it. Obviously, you know, Breeze struggled yesterday, and Green Bay can run it. And Kansas City, when they have their guys, I mean, they can run the football. So, yeah, the Bills are the outlier there, but, you know, they certainly still can win the game on Sunday.
Well, Mike, nobody runs the football better in the NFL in 2020 than the Baltimore Ravens, yet the Bills were able to stymie them. And man, for somebody that, you know, I've been critical of, I know you've said things about Tremaine Edmonds in the past. Look, he was probably, more than anything, hurt early in the season when we were kind of more critical of his play. But, man, did he step up in a big way against Baltimore. I mean, do you expect a similar kind of strategy in how you deploy Edmonds and Milano when you talk about trying to slow down Patrick Mahomes, with the asterisk, assuming he plays on Sunday? Playing on Sunday. But do you employ the similar kind of strategy if you're Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott with Edmonds and Milano?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, because obviously Mahomes beats you in so many ways when he's playing. And Andy Reid's playbook, I mean, let's face it, the Ravens' offensive playbook is a flyer, and the Chiefs is an encyclopedia. And, you know, all the pre-snap motions and, you know, the guys who can get open. And look, the Bills have an unguardable guy in Diggs. The Chiefs have two of them, you know, in Kelce and Hill. I mean, the linebackers' responsibilities are going to be different. Milano is playing great, too. And that was impressive to see the other night. Now, these guys are young, talented. They can run. They can adjust the game plan. But I think Leslie Frazier's game plan coming up on Sunday will be, you know, more suited to what the Chiefs do. But to your point, It was great to see those linebackers, especially Edmonds, step up the other night.
13 Wham's Mike Catalana joining us. Bills and Chiefs, 6:40 coming up on Sunday night. Mike, you were at the game on Sunday,
yeah.
Correct? Yeah, so set us straight for us. We're not there. What were the conditions? Were they as bad in regards to the wind as they were describing on TV?
It was pretty bad. And you know what it is up there? It's swirled. Like, I'm looking at the flags on top of the goalposts at the tunnel end, and they're whipping all over the place. And then at the other end, it's quiet. On the field, it's sort of tough to tell. It's not like it's gusts. The guys aren't standing up, but it absolutely impacted it. I'm not, bailing out Josh Allen for a couple of his throws. I mean, that was a poor deep throw to Diggs, and he knows it. He had him deep. But yes, I do think the wind played a factor in that game. That's part of Orchard Park, right? Swirling, gusting winds is part of playing in Orchard Park, and it did impact the game. And I do think it didn't help the Bills' passing game. But at the same time, both teams are playing in it. You got to adjust. And my guess is the weather in Kansas City is going to be windy, cool, maybe some snow, all those things coming together. Elements play a big part of it at this time of the year.
Bills defense did a great job stopping Mark Andrews as well. Of course, the big play, the game-turning play, was a target to Mark Andrews. But Mark Andrews aside, hey, Travis Kelce is a different kind of animal. What do you think they do to try and stop him this coming Sunday?
I don't know. Tackle him getting off the bus, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kelce is so good. He's Gronk and a better runner. I mean, he's physical. He's smart. He runs great routes. He's aggressive. He is as tough a matchup as there is in the league. Dan Orlovsky thinks he's the best non-quarterback in the NFL. That's pretty high praise for a guy who plays the tight end position. But he really is a matchup nightmare for everybody. And then with Hill's speed, it's not like you can shift everything to Kelce. Milano is as good as maybe any linebacker in coverage. That's been his strength. So my guess is he's going to see a lot of Kelce coming up on Sunday. And that first game was such an odd game plan, the way they played. It was a passive game. We were expecting fireworks, and the Bills played it, tentatively. And the Chiefs took advantage, and the game just sort of played out. They ran it. Mahomes made a few plays, and it just ended. And I remember feeling very disappointed that we didn't get to see the real Allen versus Mahomes. Hopefully Mahomes is healthy, ready to go. Then we're going to get to see that, I think. And that includes Kelce seeing the ball a lot.
Did Jerry Hughes find the fountain of youth, or what got into him? And because that would be the big X factor, Mike, because this Bills pass rush, they could use more of it, certainly.
Yeah, I think Jerry Hughes has played well all year long. I think he's really... this is a guy who's been around. I love what he was talking about, the AFC championship game party. And he says he's not hosting this year. All of his friends, are asking him, like, what are we going to do? Because all these years, this guy's been in the league and he hasn't even really sniffed anything like that. Right. I mean, it's just, they've gotten to the playoffs, haven't advanced a couple of times. I think he's played well all year. The stats don't always bear it out, but even in this circumstance, he came up with pressures. He maintained his lanes. Like, he played a really smart game. And then getting to the quarterback and getting him to the ground was great. That's going to be important. I mean, it's just so different when you watch Mahomes. He does so many things to put himself in a good position. And Dan Fates and I talk about this a lot, where Mahomes will create that second pocket and keep his head up. Like, he's so talented and so good. And look, Josh Allen has picked up on a lot of that and done a lot of that well. But it's a very different thing than when you're going against Lamar. I mean, Mahomes goes from pocket to pocket, throws off different angles, all those different things. But yeah, to your point, it's great to see a guy like Jerry Hughes step up, because they're definitely going to need that Sunday.
13 WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Both of these offenses, the Chiefs and the Bills, have been very efficient throughout the course of the season on third down. Although against the Ravens, Bills offense struggling a little bit on third down, just under 31% conversion of third downs against the Ravens. Part of that maybe a lack of Cole Beasley. You watched the game. You were there. Yep. You saw the pregame. I mean, is Beasley right? Two targets, not a single catch against the Ravens. Is he part of the key to getting the Bills' offense to be a little bit more efficient than we saw on Saturday?
It was funny, because being at the game, you know, it is the advantage of being there, and you guys know where the press box is. You do sort of get that high angle. And I kept trying to watch Beasley on plays where I wasn't watching the whole thing. And, you know, look, just visually, he doesn't look the same. He doesn't look as dynamic in and out of his cuts and the quickness. They did a pretty good job on him, but, you know, teams will do this. You know, they sort of test it out. They see what's there. And Allen wasn't going to him. He's, you know, being on the field, he's effective just because you got to pay attention to him. But I don't think he's been the same guy currently that he's been, you know, up until the injury. I give him credit for toughing it out, and he's going to be out there on Sunday. You know he is. But, yeah, it makes a big difference, and you're right. That's where he is on third down. Now, do they give Isaiah McKenzie some of those snaps? I don't know. I don't know if they adjust at all, but they want Beasley out there, and they know how important he can be for them.
Mike, I feel like we should touch on a lot of Browns fans in the area.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for them yesterday. What was it when you had to boil it down? The play calling, Baker, I don't know, but so many things that could have gone Cleveland's way in the end, and certainly the fourth and one play didn't help at the end. Your thoughts on the Browns here?
Yeah, I actually, you know, I like the way they played. I think they played tough. You know, when Mahomes goes out, it does change things. Obviously, the play at the goal line was just could have been so demoralizing to them. I mean, I think everybody hates that rule, but it is a rule. And teams have plans that say, you know, we don't want you diving to the end zone on first down. It's not worth the risk, because that can happen. So that hurt them. I thought Baker threw the ball. I mean, I thought his accuracy was pretty sharp. I mean, he put the ball in some tight windows, and he made some good throws. I think if you're the Browns, you're encouraged. You know, think about them being maybe in an odd way a year behind where the Bills are, getting their playoff experience. I mean, they did get a win, and, you know, and then they lose to the best team in the Chiefs. So I didn't like a lot of the things that Stefanski did as a coach, but he is a rookie head coach. And I said, you know, when you're going up against Andy Reid calls a game like a guy with a Lombardi and a big old gold jacket waiting for him, because he's got it already. Andy is fearless, and he can make those calls. And I think Stefanski was sort of feeling his way out. But at the end of the game, I would have gone for it even in my own territory. And my thinking was, if you don't get it and you still stop them three and out, you use your timeout, they kick a field goal, you're still only down by eight. So I just think you have to be aggressive. And that goes into this week's game. Because if you're Sean McDermott, you better be aggressive against Andy Reid and the Chiefs, because he's going to be. And he's got the guys who can carry it out.
13 WHAM's Mike Catalano joining us. And Mike, what would be the irony of all ironies is if in the NFC you saw Tom Brady get to the Super Bowl and you saw the Bills get to the Super Bowl only to have to face Daddy in Tampa. Mike, what are your thoughts on the NFC matchup there between the Packers and the Bucs?
You know, you would never want to think that he can't win. Because if you see him what he did yesterday, right? I mean, they had lost to that team twice. They looked terrible against that team. But in those moments, that's why I say they played like a Patriots team. It's almost like it took all year for Arians to realize that Tom knows what he's talking about. And they've changed the game plan, and their defense played well. Yeah, they can beat them. They can win that game. Look, I think the Packers are playing great, but they probably should have buried that Rams team a little easier. So don't we not expect this game to be close in the fourth quarter? It's just the way it's going to be, right? And Brady with a chance to go. Yeah, if the Bills are there, I mean, sorry, it'd be awesome if they're going against either Aaron Rodgers or Brady. But, I mean, come on. We're all in on this year. And if the Bills make it and they beat Mahomes and they go to the Super Bowl, it should be Brady standing in the way of them to go. I think the Packers should be favored and they should win at home. But is anybody going to be stunned if Brady is standing there? By the way, how does a guy not have one wrinkle on his face? Anybody? Not one.
Well, and no gray hair either. I mean, Mike, he's using the stuff that Gino was using for years.
Stop.
It's unbelievable to see that the guy has.
I know he's 43. He's not 63. But, like, seriously, I don't know what he's got going on there. But what I'm saying is, are we going to be stunned if he's standing there in the cold in Lambeau, you know, with that smile that he has talking to Aaron Andrews about getting back to another Super Bowl? I don't think we'd be stunned, right?
No,
not the way they played.
That's what you want, Mike, and some Bills fans would say no, but I'll draw this analogy, okay? When the Boston Red Sox won it all, you know what made it so special? Because the team they had to get through, it wouldn't have been as special, in my opinion, as if it were against the Rays. It would have felt great, but if you're really going to have a championship in Buffalo, do it against the guy. Do it against your demon. That's the way the story has to be written.
Yeah, except I think they'd feel just fine if they beat the Packers in the Super Bowl. But yes, I see what you're saying is in terms of would make it even better if your team wins it and they beat Brady in the Super Bowl, which would be great. But, you know, I'll tell you right now, the Bills will take it any way they can against whoever it is. Because right now, I mean, I think we're pretty much in agreement. They are seeing Mahomes on Sunday night. I would be stunned if he's not through protocol and ready to go Sunday night.
Yeah, agreed 100%. 13 Webs, Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Mike, quickly, around the rest of the league, it looks like Brian Daboll is going to have to wait until 2022 to be a hot coaching commodity once again, as we still have openings in Houston. I want to know what your thoughts are on what they're going through now with their quarterback being disgruntled. And we got to talk about your Eagles, because I'm hearing rumblings, and Josh McDaniels may be the guy that they want to bring in there to try and fix Carson Wentz. Your thoughts?
Well, one, I don't think the Eagles' only priority is Carson Wentz. I mean, that's sort of and when I see that narrative, I sometimes think, you know, in a year, if they can move on another year, they could move on from Wentz if they decided to. So you're talking about hiring a head coach here. And I think that's what the hope would be for the next 5 to 10 years. So, yeah, they want a guy who can come in and try to fix Wentz, but at the same time, maybe also to get Hurts ready or another quarterback. So, I mean, Josh McDaniels has been around a long time. And I said to Gene before we came on, so what I worry about with Brian Daboll is you're a hot commodity now. And I don't think he's ever more in a better position to be a coach. But look what happens the next year. There's no assumption that all of a sudden, you know, Brian is back up to near the top of everybody's list again next year. Look at the guys who got hired this time. I mean, you know, it's not the guys who were the top candidates a year ago and didn't get the job. It's everybody wants the flavor of the month. I mean, seriously, even Saleh, Stanley, all these guys getting their jobs, they weren't the guys on the edge of getting a job last year. So it's a strange one. Houston has a lot of things to worry about. But look, I don't think the Eagles are moving on from Wentz, and I do not think Houston should be moving on from Deshaun Watson. This being said, the mess that they are in Houston, if they bring somebody in and say, look, we got to rebuild this thing, and they've made so many mistakes, it would be a brutal thing for Houston, but you could get a ton for Deshaun Watson, which is bad news for the Bills because two teams in their division are set up to try to make that play, especially Miami. And I think, you know, I don't think you really want Deshaun Watson in the AFC East.
Mike, I don't think it'll happen in the end because, really, what's the closest thing to anything like this ever happening? Jay Cutler? But Jay Cutler wasn't at the, you know, the level of Deshaun Watson.
No. No, but it is strange circumstances. You know, he is first of all, I get really annoyed when I hear people talk about him being a typical athlete and disgruntled and this. That guy does great work on the field, never says boo while his team's made stupid mistakes over and over again, great in the community, great kid, and the team has failed around him. And I think he's a principled guy, and I don't think you're going to appease him by just saying, well, this guy's the head coach, whether it's Bieniemy or even Leslie Frazier. I think he wants some change, and I think he's earned that because I think he's put himself out there. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this and who they end up handling. You know, Leslie Frazier is the kind of guy that I think, you know, it's funny. People are saying, well, he had a great defensive game plan. Look, he's a great defensive coach. But you're not hiring Leslie Frazier because of his great defensive game plan. You're hiring him because this guy was a player, a coach. He's been a head coach. He is well-respected, and he's a guy that will have the ear of all the players. I think he's that kind of guy, which is maybe the kind of guy you need in there to help with Deshaun Watson. So hopefully, you know, Leslie stays with the Bills, but that's a guy who I think anybody who's been around him would love to see him get another shot.
He's 13 WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalana in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. It's a Monday after a Bills win. That means Mike has to join us here. We're not superstitious or anything, but Mike, along those lines, we also want to make sure you have plenty of time to let our audience know what you and Jenna and Dan are working at BuffaloPlus.com this week. What can we expect?
Yeah, we got a lot. Well, every night we'll be doing some form of, I'll refer to it as, say, a podcast, but we'll talk about different subjects leading up. We're doing our Let's Talk Football live show on Thursday. I'm heading out to Kansas City. I'll be going out there. I'll be reporting there Saturday and Sunday, and then even on Monday before we come back after the game. Really, it's been a difficult thing for everybody to try to cover the team and not be able to go on the road, but it is the AFC Championship game, and the league's made provisions, so we're traveling out there to get ready for the game. I've only been to one road Bills AFC Championship game, and that was in Miami when they beat Dan Marino and the Dolphins the year of the comeback. And Jim Kelly returned from that game and off of injury, much like Mahomes. And Kelly came back, and the Bills won that one on the road. The other ones were at home. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, tons of content. We thank all the subscribers, everybody who's joined us on Buffalo Plus. And we'll continue all that leading right up till Sunday at 6:40 when they kick things off.
Mike, safe travels out there, and let's do this again. Really appreciate your time today.
Yep, anytime, guys. I'll talk to you later.
13 WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalana giving us his latest thoughts on the Buffalo Bills in advance of Sunday's AFC Championship game.
454 ESPN, let's sneak in one call. Lewis calling in from Rochester. Lewis, welcome to the Sports Bar, bud.
Hey, buddy. And first of all, I'd like to say to callers, the people that call in, make sure you got your ducks in a row. Make sure you're ready to talk. Make sure you're ready to make a point, okay? Because it's an honor to be able to call your show and be able to speak my piece, okay? So anyway, that being said, I'd just like to compliment the Bills Mafia. Kudos to them, because that thing with the charity for Lamar Jackson, yeah, that's awesome. We need more stories like that right about now. I think that's awful cool. It really is. And one thing, Lamar Jackson, you can come to Minnesota anytime. We'll take you. We love you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate it. And
it's good. Lewis setting a standard once again.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah, have your ducks in a row when you call into the Sports Bar here. Appreciate that. Yeah. The story, if you missed it, Lamar Jackson, after he was concussed, Bills fans figured, you know what, let's say thanks to this guy that we're the charity in Louisville. Bills fans donating at $8 increments, and at last check, that's over $250,000.
No big deal.
Wow.
There you go. There's your Buffalo Bills fan base once again. Best fan base in all of the NFL. Always thinking about that, right? Like, that's always one of the first things that comes to mind when something happens with the Bills. It's great.
I love, we're getting different stories on Masterstroke, too. Seamus writing in, ESPN, 100%, get Masterstroke on the air ASAP. The world is upside down. This means that Masterstroke's predictions now will all come true. I said this at the beginning of the season, and I'll die on this hill.
Yeah. For an opposing viewpoint, Phil tweeting us, plain and simple answer, no. Okay. Well, we can debate that through the course of the week. We have some time.
Yeah. Yeah. We welcome your feedback, but I think that's going to be a divisive issue. Do we actually do this and put Masterstroke on the air on the week of the AFC Championship?
Well, to Lewis's point, who just called us, you know, if we do have Masterstroke on, he'll have his ducks in a row. He'll know exactly which direction he's going. He'll have his prediction in hand. You won't be able to sway him otherwise.
No, he'll know about his gut feelings.
That's right.
And hunches and everything else that go along with this.
All right, let's take a break. We got Aldrich to that coming up. We got some takes on tap, and I know you have some thoughts on the new coach of the LA Chargers, Gino.
Yeah, so Brandon Staley, where did this come from? Huh? What? I think there is something that we can all learn in this hire. I don't know if the hire is going to work out or not, but it certainly is different. And more on the dysfunction in Houston, a piece in SI.com. It gives you some tasty nuggets in there as, we can now, this used to be us here in West New York. We can now point the finger and laugh at other organizations.
Yeah, well, I've got some criticisms for a head coach in Los Angeles, not named Brandon Staley. I'll explain what's going on there with Jared Goff and Sean McVay, and we'll get to that next with I'll Drink to That Today, brought to you by Market View Liquor. Need a winter warm-up? See Market View Liquor for the best selection, price, and advice. Go to marketviewliquor.com and order online for same-day curbside pickup. Use the Drizzly app for same-day delivery. Jefferson Road, Henrietta, and marketviewliquor.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.